WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hello and welcome back to Softballing with Us. I am your host, Janae Lazenby.
I'm Martha Glenn.
And I'm Mikaelin Crabtree.
And all three of us are finally back together, finally.
Martha.
It's been a while.
Martha decided she actually liked softball, so she's like, I'm coming back in.
Yeah. Hey now, I've been traveling. It is what it is. Still been catching the softball games, though, so.
Yeah, that's what mostly matters. But let's get right into it. Okay, so let's start off with talking about South Carolina. So the Tide got the sweep in South Carolina, which is good. That first game definitely was, like, the best one. You know, they were behind until, like, the fifth or sixth inning, something like that. And KJ Haney came up, grand slam, you know, got the Tide with the lead. And then Kaylee Tao iced it with a home run in the seventh. So it's just things like that. The Tide, if it's not their main players that are going to get the win, it will definitely be their bench players. Everybody on this team is a lethal weapon, and I'd definitely be worried about the Crimson Tide.
For sure. Did y'all see the meme that Montana Fouts tweeted out after that game in the Grand Slam?
What'd she say?
It was like one of the deep fried pictures of
I want to say KJ. But I might have to go back and look it up.
It was funny. I retweeted it. Y'all can find it on my Twitter. But it was funny. She didn't say anything. She just
was it just the laser eyes?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, yep. I see.
Yeah,
it.
I thought that was great. Nice. It's nice to see this team just having a lot of fun with it. You know, because they are so elite and they're doing so well, and it's easy for a lot of pressure to build in that kind of situation. So it's really nice to see them having fun with it too.
Absolutely. I mean, finally got a series sweep, like the full sweep.
Yep.
Three games. However, I thought we would do that again this weekend. I wanted the full one, but I'll take two for three still. But may we talk about Lexi Kilfoyle here in just a minute.
Yeah, definitely. Next game, South Carolina on Saturday. It was an easy win, 10-2. South Carolina wasn't even in the game at all. It was all the Tide. As well, following Sunday, it was the same way. It was all Tide. It was just 6-1. So they definitely are showing that they have the grit and have what it takes to, you know, compete in the SEC and also dominate the SEC. You know, they might lose one game to the team, but for the most part, ever since that LSU series, they haven't been playing around anymore. And that's exactly what Patrick Murphy wants from them. That's exactly what any fan and coach would want, period. So that's good. On Tuesday, they were home against Alabama State. Alex Salter, you know, we've been talking about her a lot on this podcast, how she needs to step up and, you know, come into her timing and whatnot. You know, I think she really showed out in this one, you know, because she did get saved in the UAB game. But for her to pitch a complete game against Alabama State, give up, you know, no hits or whatnot, her runs, that's really good to get the shutout. She was the 40th, with Lexi being the 41st, you know, in that game against Georgia on Monday earlier this week. But that's good to go down in Alabama history, and that's perfect what you need. So that shows that every single pitcher on Alabama staff is lethal. Like, there's not a pitcher that cannot strike you out and not play you hard.
Yeah, I mean, it's been really, really awesome this season just to see how Salter has, as the season has gone on, stepped up and really started to come into her own and really be a great asset to the pitching staff when you already know right off the bat that Fouts and Kilfoyle are going to be the two aces that Bama can rely on through the season.
Yeah, it's a good boost of confidence because, you know, got saved in UAB and it was not – you know, people are just kind of down on her, like, you're nobody. Like, you shouldn't be pitching. So I know it's just an Alabama State, but it's still a great boost of confidence, especially for, like, freshmen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely what she said in the post-game interview, and that's also what Patrick Murphy said, and that's what anybody would just know straight off the bat, like, with common sense. Then we have Georgia all slash, like, Monday and, like, last weekend. That was definitely a good series, you know. It did look like it was going to be close and tough at the beginning on the first game, you know. Disappointing that the Tide lost in the first game, but it was a close game. And you had Montana Faust pitching. She pitched really well. But the Bulldogs just, I guess the barking got to Tides for a minute. But after that, you know, it was all lights out. It was nothing but the Tide. You know, Sunday. That's funny. Cause
lights out because the lights just went out in the studio.
Yeah, the lights literally just went out in the studio.
Spooky Fiocca Valley. That was interesting.
But, yeah, so Sunday's game was lights out, and so was Monday's. Literally, it was literally nothing but the Tide. Especially for Lexi Kilfel, you know, pitching both games back-to-back and pitching a lot. That, too. So, really, that mindset. Because Monday, Patrick Murphy was like, he thought it was going to be a group effort. But Lexi even pitched better than the night before, honestly. She had 10 strikeouts in the Georgia game to get the complete game and the run rule win with, you know, of course, Allie Shipman. Like we said, Allie Shipman is that player that you're just not going to forget. Definitely don't want to pitch to. I was talking to my friend about it. I would not pitch – people who I would not pitch to with runners on base – definitely Allie Shipman.
Number one,
Allie Shipman. Two, Jenna Johnson.
Oh.
Three, Ashley Prangy. I'm going to give you a top four. Let me think of the fourth person I would not pitch to on the team. Oh, Bailey Dowling.
Yeah.
Because if Bailey, I feel like people underestimate her because of her brace and her injury, but if Bailey Dowling would have never gotten injured, dude. It'd probably be her neck and neck with Allie Shipman.
No, and she has wheels too.
Yes,
that run she had on Saturday. Yeah, Sunday. That was crazy.
On Sunday. With I forgot who hit it.
I don't remember.
But when she got on first.
Yeah.
And then ran all the way around. But she's the one that secured really the win for Georgia, the Monday game, because she's the one that got the bats started transition. But, yes, Lexi Kilfel, I think she had 8 strikeouts in the Sunday game. But she was lining up, too. It was just a great game. Just great 2 games for Georgia. And, like, I don't know if people follow Georgia's stats, but Georgia's one of the hardest teams to hit against. Mm-hmm. They have a deep pitching staff. They have 6 pitchers. They're really hard to hit off. Like, they don't really allow too much to happen. And for the Tide themselves to really hold them to no runs and whatnot, that's just amazing. No runs, no hits or anything, and have no errors. So
yeah,
it's completely good. And then to run rule them too.
Yeah.
That's tasting victory.
Yeah. I mean, I tweeted this out on Monday, but I mean, this team is just so fun to watch right now, especially. They have been the whole season, but especially right now, we're in the midst of SEC play, just watching them dominate everybody. I mean, Kilfoil having a perfect game to secure the weekend series. That's only the 6th perfect game in program history, by the way. That's crazy. They've been so fun to watch, and I think this everybody needs to be on notice as we keep headed towards postseason and tournament play here.
I know, it's so exciting, especially like after that, let's be honest, kind of a rough spring break week when Savannah and Lexi still had those injuries, but they were trying to come back off. We lost the series. Don't get me started on the FSU game. That still haunts me.
So, it doesn't haunt me because I didn't have access to internet or data.
Glad you did not see it because error just, oh. But too bad we had to play the umps on Saturday. That was aggravating.
Yeah, the umps were bad Saturday, Sunday. They're only good on Monday.
I mean, and the fact that they tossed Coach Murphy out, that's... Coach just wanted to argue with you. Just let's discuss it a little
bit. He wasn't even trying to argue. He literally asked him, why did you ask the third baseman and not the first baseman judge? That's literally what he asked him, and the guy ignored him. And then he asked him again. And so because he already got the warning earlier the game in the dugout, he just literally got thrown out. And then he got mad about it. Because, he literally was just asking a question, and you could have just answered, but you didn't. So the situation became more than what it should have been and whatnot. And those fines are literally $5,000. I asked him about it. I was like, how much is the fine? He was like, $5,000, which isn't a lot, but that definitely wasn't $5,000 worth. Like, that ejection right there, he's like, I didn't even get my money's worth. And I was like, I agree.
At least let's chew in the ref a little bit before we're going to get ejected. Yeah. I mean, I would like to see that ref just go cry or just go somewhere. Go to the ACC for whatever. Get out of this league. I mean, I don't have time to deal with umpires and refs, I mean, but still. Yeah. My gosh.
Same thing. All right, let's take a break, and then we'll be back to update you on the Tide and their upcoming games.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we're back. So the makeup game from last week, Jacksonville State, was canceled again due to weather. The weather has been crazy here in Tuscaloosa.
All of our weekly tornadoes.
The daily tornado. I mean,
the daily tornado. I don't think it's daily. I'd say weekly.
Weekly. I mean, I've been running down 3 flights of stairs about for the past 2 weeks. So they're at least just keeping me in shape.
There you go. Cardio. Getting your cardio in.
I definitely would agree. This weather is very bipolar, especially yesterday. It was like raining on the way to class in the morning, and then by the time I got to class, it was sunny.
It turned into a beautiful day,
and then it started raining again. Yeah. I was just like, okay. So this week, the Tide is traveling to Gainesville, Florida, to take on the Florida Gators. They're number 7. They're going to be down there in the muggy swamp, so very excited for that. This is going to be a great series. It's going to be on ESPN on Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Time. Then on Sunday at 3 p.m. Central Time, it's going to be on ESPN2. And then Monday, it's going to be on at 6 p.m. on SEC Network. So definitely turn on those TVs and watch this game. This is definitely going to be exciting. I definitely can't wait. Very excited. It's going to be a tough series. I don't know. I want to say a sweep, but that's just too much, right? So I'm going to give Florida one game. And the one game that they're going to get, it probably will be Saturday's game or Monday's game, you know. I think they'll either get Saturday's game or Monday's game, but the Tide takes the series. But, you know, you definitely want the Tide to take the whole series because it looks better for their record and better for their ranking, which is most important right now because, you know, you did start the season off as number 2, and right now I think they're number 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you definitely want to come line back up in the rankings. So the sweep will be great here. It's going to be a close game on Friday. And then whoever wins, you know, Tide loses on – I mean, not Friday, I meant Saturday. They lose on Saturday. The Tide's going to come out and, beat Florida Sunday probably by – 3 runs, and then Monday by 3 or 4, 5 runs on Monday on the 11th.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how Florida bounces back from a midweek loss to Florida State. Not that that's an easy competition.
Yeah, definitely not. What'd they lose by, though?
It was 4-2, I believe.
4-2, and then they dropped a game against Auburn in the series this past weekend. They lost on Friday 3-1. Came back Saturday, 7-6, 3-0 on Sunday.
Yeah, so they're kind of like the Tide. You know, they lose that first game and then come back and dominate.
Yeah. So I think that first game of the series is going to be really interesting just when you're looking at two teams that kind of have similar tendencies like that when it comes to series. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous after that perfect game from Lexi. I mean, I think there's going to be a little bit of that hangover. So, I'm going
to
give...
No, she has a whole week to rest.
Well, that too, but I still think it's going to be just... I don't know, it's going to be hard when you go down there in Cater Country. I may give them the first game, but then after that, I don't know. I might kind of lean towards Florida with the upset, but just just because I'm nervous, because I know Florida's a very, very good team.
Florida is a really good team. I will say one thing that's giving me some confidence headed into this series is that Alabama does currently have an away record of 8-2 and an 8-0 record on neutral sites, which obviously Gainesville, not a neutral site, but the Tide has proven this season that they can go into hostile environments and come away with results. So I think it's going to be a really interesting series. I think there's going to be some close games. It'll be fun to watch. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, I feel better, so I'm going Bama with 2 out of 3 games. So thank you, yeah. Martha.
Yeah, definitely can agree with that. Mississippi State, the following week back here in Rose Stadium, the series starts off on Thursday at 5 p.m. Central Time on SEC Network, and then Friday, 6 p.m. Central Time. Probably be on SEC Network again, but it doesn't say right now. And then Saturday, April 16th. 4 p.m. Central Time, SC Network. What time is A-Day that day?
That's a good question.
I think A-Day is at like 1 or 2.
I think so.
That's somewhere along the time.
It's A-Day's always early, bro. Always early. So
that works out, though. Go to A-Day, then come back and end your Saturday with some softball.
It's harder than you think. It's harder than you think going to both. It's definitely harder than you think. Because you know, reporting on softball, I have to be there an hour before, so I have to be there by 3 at least.
Oh, I'm saying the fans, they got to show up.
Yeah, the fans. Dude, that's going to be a tough one, too, because, you know, football, everybody loves football, and you get to see all the new talent.
I know. But here's the thing, it doesn't matter. It's just spring. Like, I don't care about spring football.
It's really two-hand touch.
It doesn't matter until, like, July, August, when you get into fall
camps. I just like
camps.
Seeing Nick Saban's suit. It's the fact he's in a suit on that hot...
Bless
turf.
His heart.
Like, Lord, you know you're about to pass out, 70-year-old man. You know you're about to pass out. Because that turf is literally hotter than anything. He'd just be on there, come on, guys, come on. But, yes, I think that's crazy. But what time is it? Okay, the 8-8 game is at 2 p.m. exactly. No time to go to this game. Literally going to go in there, say hi, and then go to freaking softball.
Well, if y'all have to choose, I mean, clearly y'all need to support the one that's in season right now.
A-Day is free. You know, I'm definitely not leading towards A-Day. I'm just saying A-Day is free. Softball is only free if you're a student. So if you're not a student, you do have to pay. So, you know, I'm not telling you to go to A-Day.
Well, if you get the free, well...
I don't know. I think you said it best. Softball's in season. It's spring
there
ball.
We go.
A-Day's fun. You can go for a half, then make your way
this
over to
this is the
Rose
last
Stadium.
Season of Montana Fouts.
Nope, Montana Fouts is coming back next year.
Oh, sweet.
I don't know if the media knows that, but I know that.
Breaking news.
I don't know.
Breaking news.
I don't know if everybody else knows that, but...
Okay, then. You should just let me play on just not that well.
I didn't know if people... I don't know if it's on the record or not. I don't know if people know.
Coach Murphy's retiring after this year. I don't know. No. Go to the game. Go to the game, people.
You just never know what could happen. Go to the softball. But I'm calling sweep right here for Mississippi State.
Yep. Easy.
Sweep. Yeah, definitely. I don't think their games are going to be close. I think they're all going to be blowouts by the Tide. Not run rules, but blowouts for sure, though. I don't think Mississippi State can hang with the bats before, you know, with Montana Fouts pitching and then Lexi. Don't think so. And honestly, I was shocked that Montana didn't pitch on Monday. I thought he was going to start Montana. But, you know, they looked more familiar to Montana on Saturday than they looked familiar to Lexi on Sunday. But the fact that he pitched Lexi back-to-back like that, you know, she does need to get ready for that and used to that because, you know, the Women's College World Series is right around the corner. But I just wasn't expecting that. If anything, I expected him to start Montana first and then switch Lexi by, like, third or fourth inning. So,
yeah.
I think in Florida, I think he's going to go, might go Lexi first or Montana first, but I think he's going to go Montana first because he likes to have Montana as an option for the first game, like the, you know, like first for the last game is what I mean. I just reworded
it. Yeah, Fouts, Kilfoyle, Fouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's his combination he likes. So what do y'all think from Mississippi State?
Yeah. I agree with everything
bye
you're
bye,
saying.
Bye-bye,
Cowbells. Yeah.
Y'all gonna be pretty silent.
But it's still important.
I hope they
that
bring them
the
cowbells.
Show out.
I know. Y'all better. That's why we need y'all to show up. I believe one of the Mississippi State games was sold out. I believe. If I remember correctly.
The Mississippi State series is the there's only one more SEC series at home after that. So if you want a chance to see the Tide
get your
in action
over.
In conference play, this weekend's probably your best bet. Or that weekend. Not this weekend, next weekend. So.
Yes. We might do a podcast on Friday, depending, because we usually do on Thursdays. But since the game is on Thursday at 5 p.m., we won't have time. So that's why we're previewing Mississippi State early. But who knows? You guys might get an episode next week on Friday, might not. We'll see how we are feeling. But this has been all for this week's episode, you know. We like to keep it nice, short, sweet, and full of content. So.
And full of big surprises we did not know about.
Yes, definitely. But
full of all three hosts when we can get them.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see what happens next, honestly. But we'll be back next week. I'm your host, Janae Lazenby.
Martha Glenn Cease.
And I'm McKaylin Crabtree.
And this has been Softballing With Us. Thank you.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.